Oh, I'm sorry. Hi there. I didn't see you there. I was just about to head back since my set was done. Was something wrong with the performance I gave? Oh. Well, thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed my dance that much. It means a lot whenever someone compliments my art like that. My goodness, I can already feel myself blushing from it. Turning purple instead of staying blue. I swear, I'm not normally this nervous when someone comes over to compliment me. Then again, the person normally doesn't say it so genuinely. When you do this type of dancing for a living, you can tell who's looking at you in a way that's actually appreciative, and who's looking at you in a way that is way more damning. I could practically feel half the room undressing me with their eyes alone. Whenever I looked over in your direction, though, you never made me feel like that. Kept staring at the way my tentacles twirled around my shimmying hips in a figure eight. That move seemed to intrigue you the most, right? Couldn't tear your eyes away from the way my tendrils caressed my own body as I kept moving to the rhythm. You know, this kind of dance was developed in Sila culture as a fertility ritual amongst the birthing people of our society. When we first made contact with outsiders, you all were entranced by how we moved with so many limbs, incorporating our tentacles into every little thing we do. And then you guys saw this dance. The dance got a reputation for being a bit seductive. Rumors spread that maybe it was even a bit forbidden. There's so many lies about us Sila dancers. It's just not worth it to get into it. I've even heard it called a siren's lure quite a few times. It's not often given the amount of respect that other art forms of the same nature get. It's kind of saddening when you think about it. That's why, when I get asked to perform at a gala like this, I'm taking my opportunity. I absolutely love dancing. I love showing off for others. That's not a bad thing, is it? I didn't think so. People wouldn't keep booking me if I didn't at least draw the crowd. I know Scyllas aren't the most common thing around here, but if you are raising awareness for ocean conservation, it's good to have someone who's from the water, right? Look, I might not be from the ocean, but the people who booked me don't need to know that, right? Here. Why don't we go somewhere a little more quiet? We're standing in the way, and I have about an hour to kill before my next performance. Wanna keep me company? Then follow me this way. Just down the hallway. A little bit further. Here we are. This is the room I've been getting changed in. It's much better in here, isn't it? It's not much, just a spare bedroom. But it's out of the way and out of sight. You can actually talk to someone in here without a billion whispers and a band in your eardrum. So, What made you want to come over and talk to me? I'm glad you think I'm pretty. I was just a little shocked. People don't normally want to talk to the entertainment, especially when they're as cute as you. Normally, people just leave me alone until after the event, you know? No! I mean, no. I'm really happy you didn't wait. Genuinely. I've been going a little stir crazy. I love dancing and using my tentacles and entertaining an audience. Don't get me wrong. But I've been looked at all night like an object. I've barely had three words spoken to me before you came up. I was just observing something out loud. That's all. I want you to stay here with me. I don't want you going anywhere because I like talking to you. I haven't felt this comfortable at an event in a while. Do you happen to be related to the host in any way? Yeah, that makes sense. I was wondering why the host was giving me dirty looks. I guess she doesn't like me talking to you. Oh, well. It's not like you belong to anyone, right? So then, you're free to do as you want. And if you want to spend your time with me, then you can do that. I happen to enjoy your company, so the longer you can stay with me, the happier I'll be. I don't even really want to go out and dance. I want to spend some time in here, getting to know you better. What about you? Do you want to get to know me a bit better? Then why are you wasting your time standing there? You're just looking at me when you can be sitting next to me. Come, sit. I don't bite, I promise. When you're hired to be the entertainment at a party, and you come out and do your act, you notice a few things. People in the audience who seem excited, some who seem bored, some are disgusted by me, others are gossiping, and some aren't even paying attention. But you, your eyes never left my body or how I was moving it. You were hypnotized by how my tentacles could flow around my body, creating such hypnotic images that you didn't even think were possible. Couldn't pry your eyes away from the way my hips would whine, captivated by every little move I made. The entire time you were thinking, weren't you? Imagining what you would say to me, what we would talk about. Curious to know what I feel like. You've never touched a tentacle before, have you? Would you like to? That's it. Reach out and touch one, taking it between your fingers. It's squishy, isn't it? Suckers fluttering under your touch. It feels nice, really nice. Does it feel how you expect it? That's okay. Just keep going. Go on and squeeze the tendril. Just like that. That's it. That's good, Trinket. What? You don't like that nickname? I thought it made sense. You're in a shiny outfit and you're smaller than me. Therefore, the nickname Trinket suits you, doesn't it? Well, if you don't like it, then we can always stop. You can drop my tentacle and walk out that door, and I can go back to prepping for my performance. I have one in about 45 minutes, if I have to guess. So make your choice, Trinket. Are you walking out of here and joining the rest of the gala, only to watch me from afar? Or are you going to stay in here with me and behave yourself? What a good choice on your part. You really don't want to let that tentacle go, do you? Feels nice between your fingers, doesn't it? Do you want to feel even better? I know how you can feel better. Do you trust me? Then let me show you, Trinket. A tentacle starts to slide up your leg. Suckers brush past your skin as the tendril continues to move towards your hips. So hypnotized by my tentacles, I thought you might like to experience them for yourself. They aren't just for dancing. They're also for fucking and moving. And maybe, most importantly, for breeding. You like the sound of that, don't you? Want to feel dozens of little Sela eggs being pumped inside you? Just like other creatures create cum, Selas create dozens of tiny eggs, and these eggs get placed in a thick white substance. This liquid then goes inside someone. You want to be that person, don't you? I thought you might. Starting to let out little noises as the suckers mark up your inner thighs. Your hips start to cant against me, trying to entice me to enter. I don't think just one hole being filled is going to be enough for you, Trinket. Not with how hungrily you've been looking at me. Oh, that's right. Going to fill all your holes, Trinket. That's what you want, right? Since you're so curious as to what my tentacles will feel like, I might as well let you experience it all at once, right? Open your mouth for me, Trinket. Oh, let me in. Just like that. Good job. Oh, yes. Look at you. All your holes being stuffed with a tentacle. Oh, isn't this what you were imagining when you were watching me dance? Poor thing. Probably shouldn't ask you questions like that. It's not polite to speak with your mouth full. Oh, yes. Oh, that's it. swallow it all down, trinkets, making me feel so good and taking me so well. Not a hole of yours is left empty. Just how you like it, right? Couldn't stop staring at the tendrils as they moved around me. And now you get to feel them yourself, sliding in and out of you. I bet you're happy that your moans are being muffled by the one in your mouth, aren't you? Oh, yes. I bet you are, trinkets. Look so good with your mouth stretched so wide. Take it almost as well as you do from the other side. Completely stuffed from both ends. Just what a tentacle slut needs, right? Oh, that's right. Look at you. Don't think you could feel any more full if I tried. As soon as one tendril pulls out, another pushes in, never leaving you empty for too long. That would only make it worse for you, trinket. You just hate being empty, don't you? It doesn't feel as good as this. Suckling the tentacle in your mouth as you feel drool start to leak. Making such a mess for me so quickly. I'm not even close yet. If you're already losing this much control this quickly, what are you going to be like when you come? Are you going to be able to handle it, trinket? A little thing like you can only handle so much, can't you? Struggling to have all your holes filled like this. Each moan of yours cut off as a new one begins to form. A new sensation appears. Pleasure fills your body. It's so much. It feels like too much, doesn't it? Not a single part of you is not being explored by me. My wet tentacles leave behind a little bit of residue, leaning into my touch as the suckers leave hickeys, decorating your skin. Oh, that's it. That's fucking right. Going to have some creative explanation for all these marks tomorrow. But that's a problem for you tomorrow. We don't need to think about that. Focus on this, on how good I'm making you feel. Swallowing around the one in your mouth. Swallowing a bit of pre. You just feel so full, don't you? All your holes filmed, just how tentacle sluts like it. Wouldn't have been satisfied if I only fucked you, or if I'd only let you suck. That wouldn't have been fair to you. After all, you have more than one hole. It's a shame to not use them all, isn't it? It just feels so good to be fucked. Your hips buck against me, trying to take it deeper. Letting the tentacle tickle that bundle of nerves inside you. Tears well in those pretty eyes as you try to be good. Try to manage it for me. Oh, it all just feels so good. It's too fucking much for you, isn't it? Oh, such a sensitive little thing. You're so cute, trinket. Feels so good wrapped around me. Want me to come inside you, don't you? Then you're going to have to keep working for it, Trinket. Come on, earn it. Going to make me breed you like a good tentacle slut, aren't you? Oh, fuck. Oh, that's fucking right. Look at you. Whole stretch so obscenely for me while lewd squelching fills the air. Going to go home and touch yourself to this, aren't you? Not going to be able to get off without thinking about me. Without imagining my tentacles against your skin. A tentacle for every hole, Trinket. Oh, yes. The moment I slipped inside you, I ruined you for everyone else. Completely wrecked you for any hope of pleasure that isn't from tentacles. I just make you feel too fucking good, don't I? Oh, yes. You've lost all self-respect for yourself, mindlessly pursuing your own pleasure, your own orgasm like some kind of a greedy animal. Not like you could think about anything except how good it feels if you tried. Oh, that's right. You're just a tentacle slut. This is what you're good for, isn't it? You're here to take whatever I decide you're worthy of, aren't you? Oh, fuck. Oh, that's fucking right. Look at you doing such a good job. Keep it up. Keep taking it. Oh, fuck, just like that. Going to fucking breed you. Pump you full of eggs. Oh, dozens and dozens of little eggs are going to go inside you. Breed you just how you need. Maybe that will stop such lewd behavior. But maybe that's just hopeful considering how eager you are for it. Oh, such a desperate tentacle slut. Oh, you can't help yourself. You lack the awareness right now, don't you? Chasing your own pleasure, fucking lost to it. Oh, yes. Melting into a puddle underneath me. Oh, fuck, doing so well. What a good slut you are. Taking everything I give you so amazingly. You can take more, can't you? Oh, fuck, I know you can. Going to take more. Going to keep going until I come inside you. My only question is, are you going to be able to last? Are you going to come before me, Trinket? You can let go if you need to. I think it would be adorable if you couldn't last as long as me. It would be so pathetic, wouldn't it? Oh, fuck. Oh, go on. Show me how desperate you are, Trinket. I know you want to. So fucking eager to come, to let go. My tentacles feel so good inside you. Can't even remember what it feels like to be left empty anymore. All of it overridden by the pleasure of the tendrils fucking you. Oh, fuck right there. Oh, yes. Oh, using you like some kind of flashlight for my own pleasure. Oh, that's it. Oh, that's right. That's a good tentacle slut. Look at you, getting closer with every thrust against you. You feel so fucking tight, like you don't want to give me up. It's getting harder and harder to pull out, to thrust out and in. Oh, I just want to stay inside you. Bury my tentacles nice and deep. Tangle them together inside you. Oh, fuck. I bet I could find the other tentacles this way. Gagging around the one in your mouth. Tears continue to fall down your cheeks. It's too fucking much, isn't it? Oh, fuck. So pretty when you cry, tentacle slut. So fucking sensitive as overstimulation sets in. You're lucky I'm getting close. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's right, Trinket. Going to fuck my eggs into you just how you need it. Going to knock you up like a good tentacle slut. Oh, fuck, right there, yes. Oh, fuck. Come on. I know you can take it, Trinket. Going to feel so much better once you're fucked full of cum. Going to fill every hole with it. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, you ready? Ready to be one cum-filled tentacle slut? Oh, fuck. Oh, I can't hold back, Trinket. Oh, fuck, It's okay, Trinket. You did good. All I'm doing is taking my tentacles back. That's all. Don't think you want to be filled longer than you have to be. Still so sensitive from my tentacles touching you all over, filling you until you are about to burst. It was a lot, right? And you would do it again, wouldn't you? That gives me an idea. There's only a few hours left of the gala, I believe. Do you know what time it's supposed to end? So, in like 3 hours, right? All right. So, in 3 hours, instead of leaving out the front door with everyone else, what if you found me instead? Yeah, I still have about three more performances, and then I have to pack up the room and get changed into a more travel-appropriate outfit. A see-through skirt and a jeweled bra is pretty, but not great for traveling. So, what I was thinking is, while I'm packing up and getting ready to leave, you can just come back here and wait for me. Then we can leave together and keep the party going. How does that sound? Then I'll be seeing you later, Trinkets. Have fun watching the rest of my performances. Do try to get riled up. I want to see just how much teasing you can take before you pop. Have fun out there.